This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, and happy Tuesday morning to everybody. Second half of the show, Dave Hyde with us from the Sun Sentinel. All day Dan Day beat me in here today. Damn it. I'm hard to beat in here in the morning, but security goes, he beat you, Joe. He got you. All day, always here. Jamie here with us as well, hoping for some good news coming up this weekend when Lane Kiffin makes his decision. My gut feeling is he's going to Florida. Means nothing. My gut's never right, but
it'd be good for us to get someone else to talk about, write about in town. Not even in town, but in the state, in the mix of conversation.
Well, listen, Gator Nation would be very excited.
Yeah, because for the next 10 years or whatever, you would know your programs.
Well, this would be possible. Final stop. Like, I don't think he'd be jumping to another job after this. This is.
And he'd have it up and running quick. And
he'll make sure, which I'm guessing he already knows, that not only it's the money, he wants to make sure the resources for pay coaches and NIL and recruiting budget, all that stuff.
I think he gets the treatment that Mickey gave Pat Riley when hired him, which is whatever you want. Yeah. You want to stay at the best hotels, yeah, fly, yeah, everything first class.
Well, I'll tell you what, boy, this story with the Heat, just a great story. Heat 12-6 now, third in the Eastern Conference, 8-1, by the way. That's been an issue the last few years. Home record has not been great, and they are off to a fantastic start. And the Khalil Ware story is 20-18 last night, three blocks. Been doing a lot of 20s lately, 20s and 14 and 16 rebounds and 18 rebounds. And his numbers, the last eight games I saw have really been great. And suppose staying on him
there. What do you think clicked in there? Because you watch him and he finds a way to get rebounds. Other, you know, just working in traffic, he's getting rebounds. And he's the perfect mix of the modern player where he does have an outside shot.
I do have a theory. I have a theory on this. He's obviously a very talented guy. All they wanted to know was, after watching him in college, is, hey, just tell us the guy loves basketball, wants to play, acts like he wants to be great. Does he want to be one of the best big men in the game? And I think they did their homework, and it was yes, 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 yes. And they just want to make sure, and this goes for every sport, because football has this too. Really good player, but takes plays off. I never want that guy. That guy, 9 out of 10 times, never works. The guy that wants to take plays off is a guy that's always going to take plays off. And they were worried about that with Khalil Ware. And I think that's why I think we've seen Spo stay more on Khalil Ware than any other player. Would you agree with that? Maybe other guys don't need it, but
publicly, yeah.
After him, like, hey, he'll get more. He makes him earn his minutes every night. And if he doesn't see him, he'll pull his ass out of game and he won't play. And, you know,
well, he's earning it. Look, 2018 last night, 2016, the game before, 2014, 7-16, 19-14. I mean, you go down the list, the double.
Those are big numbers.
It's like with Bam, when for most of the time you can just pencil in a double-double. And now Bam isn't asked to do everything.
But Bam's inside, so. Always never had – he's always been super athletic, but also he never had an energy problem.
Yeah.
Bam's been – no one's ever had to tell Bam, hey, we need to play a little harder.
No.
Bam is – he's a Miami Heat first-round pick. That's what they look like.
He's the archetype of the Heat culture and all that stuff.
When everybody else going, we need more offense, he goes, no, he does all these things you're not seeing if you're not paying attention. He's fine with his 18, 19, 20 a night.
Yeah, I've never understood questioning Bam because he doesn't have offense. What you're saying is, okay, the Heat needs to go out and get another player. That's not his, you know, and he'll tell you. I talked to him before the season. He working out four times a day. First workout at 6 in the morning, and his point is, I got to work harder because I don't have the talent that the top-end NBA players have, but I'll outwork anybody.
He seems like he's a great teammate.
That's who you want, right?
Getting rid of Jimmy Butler, that's another reason to get rid. Jimmy Butler would be terrible for this group, terrible for what they have on this team.
For young guys trying to
He would just kill it. He would kill everything you're trying to teach and doing it the Heat way, and then you got Jimmy Butler jumping in a van to go with his buddies off the bus and heading out of town to get their own place for the night and play cards.
For 5 years, Jimmy Butler was the greatest thing for the Heat.
Shame on Pat for letting that ride.
And then it just...
Pat's going, why would you take a shot?
Come on, they went to two NBA finals because of Jimmy.
I know.
Right?
That's why they let him do it.
But it was time for divorce. It just got a little ugly. It went a little too long, got a little too ugly. But now you look at these young names coming up, and Khalil Ware is like the, you know, if he can keep this going and develop a little more, then you got a top talent in the league, right?
Well, they
got
to be fired up right now because Spo still like, well, looks good so far. I still need to see it, though. I want to make sure it's in now.
Well, let's be honest. If they go to the playoffs, which, you know, at the start of the year, that had been an achievement to make the playoffs. But, and they get run out in the first round of the playoffs, we won't be talking about them in this regard, right? So we're in the surprise right now. They are the top scoring team in the league, shocking to me, from where they were a year ago.
And look at what's going on in the Eastern Conference. The Greek Freak's been hurt. The Pacers lost a couple of key guys, one to injury. They're horrible. They're the worst team.
The Celtics are done. I mean, they're
Pacers
they're
the worst team.
Over. Yeah.
Look at Celtics lost their best player in Tatum. Boy, it's just a great time. Whoever made the decisions of not blowing this thing up and sticking with this, even though it's not going to be real popular, will make it popular when they see us play. And that's what they've done. Well, they got six homegrown first-round picks. If I'm not mistaken, there's six of them on this team. Hell, maybe seven. Tyler Hero, Bam, Jaime Jaquez, Dean.
Jovic Ware,
thank you. You know, they got a lot of number ones on this team, and they're all a big part of what they want to do. So, man, I love it. I love it. 12-6, five straight wins, really good at home. Got this thing at home, man, really taking advantage of home court and scoring a ton of points.
And I was going to say, in a league now built on offense, we'll build on offense too. And like you bring in a guy like Norman Powell, who you knew he was – I've seen him with the clip. He was a nice player. But here he seems to have – maybe he's just being given a bigger role
He averaged, 21, 22 a game last year with the Clippers, but
– And you've seen down the stretch, yeah, for most of the game it's sort of a democracy. Everybody's getting their points, but there's a game last week, Thursday night, when Golden State game, where all of a sudden Powell and Adebayo down the stretch were getting all the shots and all that. So
yeah.
They still go to their top players when they
right.
when they have to in crunch time.
Always interested to see who's finishing out these games and who Spo trust both ends of the court at the end of the games. That they've been playing here with this 12-6 start that they have and the great home record so far that they've been able to get here. Good stuff going on, man. A lot of good stuff going on with this.
124.9 points a game. It's just stunning.
Where
to
are
me
they? They still one? Or are they still
number one? And you know, last couple of years, they were down at the bottom in all the offensive stats.
You know, it's always interesting. If you don't see a game, you can go to play-by-play and two-foot shots. They're getting really good shots. Shot selection, out and running. They're athletic. They're young. That's the other thing, by the way, too, with why we're sitting here stroking Khalil Ware and what he's been able to do, taking the next step. He gets a lot of offensive rebounds. Gives you a lot of offensive rebounds, man, having that big guy in the middle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I am thankful that this man went into the doldrums, the dungeon of this summer, and has completely revamped his basketball team, Leroy. 5 in a row for the Miami Heat. Beat that dumbass Mark Cuban yesterday, who was sitting on the sidelines. Why does he make the trip down here? He just likes to. He likes to
make Miami, dude.
Likes to make himself miserable.
It's Miami.
Mark Cuban.
I was trying to watch the game, trying to figure out what to make a Cooper flag. He's not playing the position he should be playing.
He's a child.
No, but he's not a guard.
He wasn't playing much guard during the game. A little bit down the stretch.
Right.
But he wasn't playing much guard during the game.
Right.
But he's tall. I tell you what, lanky.
Yes.
lanky. There were definitely a couple possessions where people were like looking at him like, kind of hard to get around this this fella. So yeah, he's, but even Spo was like, he's ridiculous. He's not even 19. Usually, like, he goes, people don't do that anymore.
Right.
You come in from your one and done at 19, I think you're a child. You know? So but listen, yesterday was not the prettiest game to watch.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what? It got to the point where, and this is the honest truth, you were watching this game, you go, uh-oh, they're getting ready to turn it on, blow them out. And then it would get to close. And then it got to the point where you, let's just get out of here with the win.
Yeah, it's just a math thing. They couldn't nail threes yesterday. So if you're, like, looking at the game, and even Dallas, who did not shoot well, but they shot better than abysmal on the second night of a back-to-back, 3 out of 4 games. So you had to find a way. I was quite squeaky at the end. When P.J. Washington rose up, I was like, yeet!
And then they got the rebound, and with,
oh, I mean,
there was a thing where they got 4 shots. I'm like,
Yeah, it was definitely a one where you sweat it out at the end. But nonetheless, a win is a win. 5 straight for your Miami Heat, 12-6 on the season. Who would have thought that the Miami Heat would be in this position this
playing
year.
This way, this style
playing
of basketball.
This way. They have yet to have Tyler Hero and Norman Powell play a game together. They did this without Andrew Wiggins yesterday. They did this without Jovic. They've done most of this season without Tyler Hero. They've done games without Bam Adebayo. And this Khalil Ware, my God.
Think he found something?
Wow. Let me tell you something about this kid. I think he's special. And I don't say that lightly. Brittany?
No, what are you talking good morning. About?
What?
Yes, you say it lightly.
No, I don't say
you
that lightly. I don't say that lightly. God. I don't say this
Stop.
Lightly.
And listen, I think he's awesome, right? But you say that about everybody.
That's not true. That's not true.
Tobin?
That's not true.
Tobin?
That's not true.
I'm not going to let you sit here and lie.
Why? That's not true.
How many players, since we've been doing this show, have gone from great to bust, to bum, to fat cat?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever used the words on somebody that I think he's special. I don't think I've ever said that about a player. I've been hyped about players. I've been excited about players. But I don't think I've ever used the
you
term.
You don't think maybe you kind of go overdo it? See, I think you make me look bad when I say you're going too far. And then I just get called the hater because you
have I ever used name a time I've used the term special.
You know, the English language has
I'm just
a bunch
saying,
of words.
Words
you
matter.
Can use,
no, words matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Brittany.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Leroy.
I think that this Khalil Ware is special. Like, I think, I don't know what I think.
I mean, when your guy who has 18 rebounds also makes like your only at one point your only threes,
dude, this is crazy. Like they hit 5 threes yesterday. Khalil Ware nailed 3 of them. He's worked on shot, but the I don't know what the hell happened. Okay, because he's adorable. Because he's just sitting there. I asked him after the game. I'm like, hey, what's with all the emotion after the game? He goes, I guess it's just because I'm playing harder. I'm just like, bless you. Like I just want to get on a step stool, pinch his cheeks, and be like, thank you, Khalil. Because he's just so matter of fact about it. But dude, he's playing with this incredible motor all of a sudden, and like it's just limbs everywhere. The refs don't know how to ref him because they're taking baskets away from him. Because he's getting alley oops and they're just like, that was a gold basket interference. I'm like, anybody on with eyes and that has watched hoops can tell that Pella Larsen was throwing a lob. You jackass.
Where was the ball?
It was going right to Khalil Ware's arms. Way out of the cylinder. Reached back, cracked it down. And they're like, oh, it's over the cylinder, basket interference. It wasn't a shot.
That's Jesus. Whether it was a shot or not is not the point.
It's
whether it was over the cylinder.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. Okay. They were too distracted by this pterodactyl flying through the air. Ah!
They didn't know. Oh, hello, Tardy McTardy Turkey.
She's wearing her Thanksgiving colors.
Yeah, her I'm late sweater. The late like to wear corduroy.
If you were on time, it would have been something else. That's what's hilarious.
It wouldn't be anything else.
The minus one for tardiness.
The late like to wear corduroy. Have you ever owned a pair of corduroy pants?
No, I have a corduroy hat. I have a Panthers corduroy hat, which I adore. I love that hat.
You have like two.
No, I have one. One that's corduroy. I have another Panthers hat that's just like a dad hat. I don't know what material they call that. Corduroy has a special like rigidness to it, you know?
Yeah, I know what corduroy is.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Just want to make sure. But man, this Kalel Ware dude, special. I think he's special. I think he's special. Brittany, do you think he's special?
I think I need to see more consistency. Like these last
consistent.
Four, no, I mean these last four games he's been consistent, but I need to see a little bit more before I say he's special. I think he has the potential to be special.
Interesting. Okay, so you're almost there.
I'm almost there.
You're almost there. I think he's special. Wow. Dade South has just retweeted. The last time I said special was with the emojis baby goat with Tyler Hero. I would agree. Tyler Hero is special. All-star. See him last night. 9 straight buckets. Didn't take any threes.
Baby float.
He took one early. He's so good with that floater. Yeah. My God. Wow.
All settled in, Jennifer.
Kalel Ware special, man.
Special, dude.
Special, dude.
Special,
so
dude.
Special.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's special. Did you see, Leroy, did you see when he was like way behind the backboard? He was nearly in the first row.
Right. That was like, crazy.
Little finger roll. And I was like, you know what that is? Special. That's special, dude. Exactly. That is special. Wow, you're catching on. This is unbelievable. What a time to be alive. 5 wins in a row. Kalel Ware killing it. Taking over the league. Mark Cuban's dumb face walking out. Did anybody ever consider this? I brought up this conspiracy theory last night, and it doesn't seem to be gaining a lot of traction, but did anybody consider that this Mark Cuban was so miserable not having power and just tweeting at Pablo Torre and doing Shark Tank? That he actually gave the green light to do the Luka Doncic trade, knowing it would be so hated that this Nico Harrison would lose his job and then he could weasel his way back into power in the Mavs organization after surprisingly selling his shares.
No.
Have you thought about it, though? Think about that.
He hired Nico.
Try it on for size.
No, I did. It sounds ridiculous.
I don't think so.
It sounds.
I don't think
ridiculous.
So.
It does.
Because imagine the
then
only.
Why'd
thing
you was, ask me what did I think?
Well, just you know.
He's running it by you. Right.
He said, "What? Well, try it on. Let me
just
think.
Try it on for size. Is it crazy? I don't think it's crazy. There's a lot of about the Luka trade. A lot of it doesn't smell right. You'd agree with that.
Nico went over Cuban's head.
Well, that's what they said. He didn't really have a head to go over because Cuban had no power. You know, so he went to the new guy.
He still had basketball operations or something like
no.
that?
No. No. He's on the outs. He was, well, at least, did he want people to think he was on the outs? Or did he want to be on the outs so he could get back in? And the only
then
way
why,
that he's
why,
back
why,
in, he
why would Nico go around him?
Did he go around him? Hard to say. Interesting. All of a sudden, Mark Cuban's back in power. How did he do that? Luka's gone. Never would have happened if Luka was still there. Little fishy for the man who keeps saying that the finals was fixed. He's not there anymore. I don't know why I'm yelling at the window. Anyway, dude, Tyler Hero back, hitting those runners like crazy. How about him?
It's crazy how accurate he is with that.
He's so good at the floater.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now,
I know people, you know, people will be like, it was a good offensive game with him yesterday. First of all, he saved the team. Okay, he was great. Second of all, can we see the team together? Can I see him and Norman Powell together? And then we can make some judgments. But everybody who's hitting you, they want to come with these. You know what? It's very unbecoming of the fan. You know.
Can I ask you a question? Hold on.
What?
Who's saying this?
Leroy.
People are saying it, dude. People are saying it. You always come here with hot takes, responding to people. But I never hear people. Oh, dude. Well, you're not in my mentions. You're not in my DMs. This is all I get.
Let me ask you this.
I get no fun DMs. Let me ask you this. There's no fun DMs. It's all just opinions on Tyler Hero and the Heat.
Are they replying to something ridiculous?
No. Unsolicited.
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 Okay. Give me an example.
Tyler Hero's a bum. Tyler Hero's going to ruin this. Tyler Hero's going to make this offense bogged down. Ball dominant. Ball stopper. Going to ruin all this. This is Norm Powell's team now. Things that I've seen in my DMs. Now, I don't agree with these because here's what I want to say.
When have you seen them? Recently?
Can we see your DMs?
Sure. I got into a fight about this yesterday. Some guy thought I was like a kook. This guy was sitting in my mentions.
I can see it.
Like a kook.
I can see it.
Was sitting here saying that I said Tyler Hero was going to start yesterday. This is before we know Norman Powell was out. And he goes, why would you say that? I'm like, because he's going to start. Like, that's what Tyler Hero is going to do. He's going to start. He goes, he's a sixth man. I'm like, no one's debating this. But you could say he was a good sixth man. These are three-year-old arguments. But people are crazy, dude. People are crazy, okay? You know what they say?
Hope!
What do they say?
People and they. We need names.
Yeah, they say God is great, beer is good, but people are crazy. Billy Currington had that song. And I'm telling you right now, dude, I am so...
He just went intangibles.
I am so... Yeah, that's true. I am so sick. I am so tired right now.
You're making me feel very non-intangible.
People are trying to have me make these pivots on the team right now. And you know what I just want to do? Okay? Stop asking me to go after people. Stop asking me for whaling and trade targets. Let me just kick back, relax, and enjoy my squad.
Let me enjoy my squad. I have always said enjoy wins.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, man.
What?
You've lost your
So
damn
you agree
mind.
With me. Enjoy
no,
the ride.
No,
it sounds like you do. I just want to enjoy the ride right now. We're having fun. And we got Kalel Ware, who I think is
special,
dude.
Special.
And people want to talk about whose fault it is. Nobody's fault right now. We're 12-6, 5 in a row. And we got a statement game coming up on Saturday.
Statement? What about the cup game Wednesday?
Well, yeah, we got that too. But I still don't know about the NBA Cup.
If you're competing for something, you want your team to win. Don't not make a big deal about
Depends
it.
If
so if
plays.
They lose.
It's not a statement game if Giannis
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Win's a win, but you know, it's not a statement game. It's just you got to take care of business.
Get to the playoffs.
Okay.
That's it. Who cares? I don't care if that's Milwaukee's problem.
Nobody's saying it's not Miami's problem. It's not, I'm just letting you know that the statement game is on Saturday. I want to take down that win streak. Teach Duncan Robinson a thing or two.
Wait. They have a game on Wednesday.
I understand.
A cup game.
Yeah.
You're just overlooking that?
Nope.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Then why are you talking about Saturday?
Because I want to. I'm a grown man.
So when I say you're overlooking Wednesday,
no.
That would be an accurate assessment.
I'll get to Wednesday when I get to Wednesday.
But you just went to Saturday.
I'm allowed to.
That's overlooking.
It's future planning.
So we do have a loaded potato of a program, and I'm imagining Solana wants to get right into the Miami Heat headlines because there is a little something bubbling. We started talking about it yesterday, like, is it too early to start talking? And man, if Tyler can put up, you know, 24 points when Norman Powell isn't playing, like that, because, you know, it used to be if Tyler was out, it's like, okay, well, who's going to score your buckets? And you've seen Norman Powell all season long. He can score your buckets. Well, now, hey, if Norman Powell's out, who's going to score your buckets? Oh, y'all must have forgot. We kind of talked about that yesterday with Tyler. Like, he's going to come out slinging because y'all must have forgot. And so They're scoring points, man. Speaking of scoring points, I think New Orleans put up 145 on the Bulls last night. I heard Stacey King saying, like, New Orleans Pelicans hadn't scored 145 points in, like, their 15 games combined. They were averaging, like, 4 points a game. I don't know what happened last night. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Yeah, I was going to swagger in with some Miami Heat talk, Hawk. I'm not going to lie, but here's why. Yesterday, Tyler Hero makes his return. It sucks Norman wasn't available. The Heat didn't play well. Overall, Tyler had a really good game. He struggled right out of the gate. The Heat shot 5 of 27 from beyond the arc. Khalil Ware made 3 of the 5 threes in the game for Miami.
Crazy.
And they shot well below 50% from the field. They didn't play well. It was a tie game with under a minute to go. And when you needed a big bucket, Bam forced a turnover, stole a ball out of the inbounds.
I immediately was going to text you DPOY because that was such a huge turnover because Dallas made it so dicey at the end. You're like, this can't be, because that was reminiscent of last year's collapse, like where you'd collapse right at the end and you'd go, what the hell just happened? Like, I watched them in control of the game, and Bam, man, I thought of you when he got that turnover. I thought of you. I was like, DPOY right there.
Bam forces the turnover out of the inbounds, and then Tyler Hero off kind of a chaotic play where Pella was headed the other way, got the ball on the perimeter, didn't need a screen, got into the paint, and scored the go-ahead, which ended up being the game-winning basket. So even when things didn't go right for you, even when it didn't look pretty at the end, your two best players came up with the two biggest plays on the most important possession of the game. Good teams become great teams when they win games like that. Would you agree? I'm not saying the Heat are going to win a title, Crowder.
Yes,
but
no.
But when teams don't play well, the best teams still find ways to win those types of games. And the Heat somehow pulled it out yesterday, even in Tyler Hero's first game.
Solana, you're mad at me enough. Don't be mad at me when we agree on something. Mm-hmm. That's what I ask. In those games, tied up with a minute left, who's the guy? Who's going to go make the play? And last night, it was great that it's Bam and Tyler making those plays. But that's what I've been begging for, those last-second heroics, the crunch, the clutch time we were talking about. That's what it was. It was clutch time, and those two guys make clutch plays. That's what I'm looking for, and that's what we got to continue to do for me to totally be sold on this team and maybe do it against somebody better than the Dallas Mavericks.
Fair.
That's
fair. Totally fair. I'm glad we could all be rational.
We saw
about
it
this.
With the Chiefs, and I'm not comparing the Heat to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, but you saw when it came down to it in that Indianapolis game, the Chiefs were just better at the end and were able to win it. And if the Heat continued to do stuff like that, that is where they make the leap from. Because I'll ask you again the same question I asked yesterday, and I'm going to ask it to Coach L when he joins us this hour. Is there a team in the East, Crowder, that you look at? I know you said Cade Cunningham and the Pistons yesterday. Is there a team in the East where you go, that team is unbeatable come playoff time? Because I don't see it. And like I said, I mean, Solana and I have been texting Jokic highlights with Coach L the last few days. Like, you could look at Denver or you could look at OKC in the West and go, man, I don't care what kind of regular season you put together, I don't want to see either of those teams in the postseason. I'm not seeing it in the East. I'm starting to think teams in the East are looking at the Heat and going, that's the team to keep an eye on.
OKC, the Nuggets, walk in the gym, you tuck your chain and look at the ground. Even the Pistons aren't doing that for me. And they're unproven. It's what I talk about. Even when the Heat make runs, I'm like, it's unproven. When we lost the big three and all, they're unproven. They have a bunch of damn good young players now, but I haven't seen them go win any series against anybody worth a damn yet. So, I'm not scared of anyone in the East. I'll say that.
Well, you should be, because the Toronto Raptors are really, really good. That team does scare me. Brandon Ingram dropped 37. But I am glad, no joke, we can all be rational about a Heat victory. We can all approach it with calm, cooler heads here. Now that we got that out of the way, let me tell you why Khalil Ware is going to be better than Wilt Chamberlain. And here's where I want to start. last night.
Get to that quickly if you can, because I want to talk about why the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl.
And then Crowder, you'll have more on Lane Kiffin to the Florida Gators.
And then we'll go to McMurphy here over at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and we'll get his take on things as well.
Tomorrow is a must-win game for the Miami Heat. Yes, in November. Because
you love that NBA Cup, man.
Man,
don't you?
I am so invested in this NBA Cup.
And love it.
Hawk, I'm not kidding. One day there will be a time where people care about this as much as I care about it right now. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. There will be a time where people care about a game like tomorrow where the Heat can put themselves in a position to advance to go play meaningful games in Las Vegas. What more do you want than knockout games in the middle of November, early December? I don't know.
Is that what happens? I don't even know how it happens. So if the finals, what, the NBA Cup finals and semifinals or quarterfinal, what's in Vegas?
Yeah, semifinal and final are in Vegas. If the Heat advance, they'll play one game, a knockout game, that wouldn't be in Vegas. But if they win that one, then they go to Vegas.
Hmm. Oh, and it ends their season.
Well, the Cup season.
Oh, so they just continue to play basketball for the rest of the year.
Yeah, no. I mean, all these games are regular season games, and these are cup games as well. Okay. And
win the cup, what happens? I know the Lakers raised a banner for winning that cup, didn't they?
Hey, yeah. You just continue to play your schedule like normal. So yeah, or just, if you lose it, you just continue to play your schedule like
so
normal.
So it's just a game?
No, it's a cup game. It has implications, meaningful implications. Cup game. Tomorrow against the Bucks.
The American mind cannot comprehend the cup tournament.
They cannot.
Can't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Tyler Hero made his season debut scoring 24 as the Heat defeated the Mavericks 106-102. Miami looks to win 6 in a row tomorrow, 7:30 in an NBA Cup game against the Bucks. 49ers defeated the Panthers 20-9 last night. The Dolphins prepare for the Saints Sunday at 1. A.J. Greer scored 2 goals as the Panthers rolled the Nashville Predators 8-3. And Mario Cristobal says, Football is determined on the field, not in a beauty pageant. The 13th-ranked Canes football team takes on 24th-ranked Pitt Saturday at noon. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. All day, Dan Day filling in for Woody. Jamie's here, and Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. Always nice enough to come in before we get to Thanksgiving. Thanks.
I'm trying to get my, which angle do I want this camera to be on me on the YouTube? You know, it's always the interesting, the avenues, that, you know, our new world meeting.
I've been trying really hard to forget that it's here. I know these things aren't made for older people. They're made for young, good-looking people.
Well, you're taking advantage of what the new world offers.
That's right. No.
I get it. You should be doing it.
You're right. No question about it.
It's just I come across like translucent. I'm so white and this camera. It has to be the lighting.
You're out on the ocean, so it's got to be you're putting a lot of lotion on.
That must be it.
Yeah. Not me. I'm going to burn up, brother. I'm burning up on that tennis court. Hey, so we got a lot of good news yesterday as, once again, really, really good stuff from the Mo and Spo show. Paul Maurice's team goes to Nashville, gets an 8-3 win before heading home for a lot of home games coming up here, starting with the Flyers tomorrow. Sam Reinhart had his 13th goal. He has picked it up. They're 12-9-1, and Tyler Hero back on his first game back. Boy, what a game. Missed three or four of his first shots cold, and then he caught fire. 12 of 18, 24 points for him, including a big shot at the very end of the game after Bam was able to get a steal. And they closed it out after getting a little bit of a scare from that Dallas team. But now 12-6, five straight wins. Hey, you want to talk about one of the most improved guys in this town? How about Khalil Ware? He's getting 20 now. This is 2014, 2016, and now 20 points and 18 rebounds the last three games.
And you see why Spoelstra was – he did something rare for Spoelstra. He called out a player over this, I think it was the summer league, about professional working.
Right.
Because he saw, okay, this guy can be really good, you know, and give us a dimension that we don't have. And I'm curious how this works with Bam now getting some help inside.
He
doesn't have to rebound. He doesn't have to play the guy with length all the time. So it's going to be fascinating.
Dave, I've been saying this. I think Khalil, where the lights have gone off. Are gone on for him. Actually, he's said, hey, I kind of got it figured out. This is part of great coaching, though. I want to get the coaching part of this. He saw the potential, and he had a big guy that they thought had this kind of potential many, many years ago, and gave him a big fat contract, and he was a dog.
Hassan Whiteside, yeah,
refused to run up and down the court. Remember, the centers used to beat him down the court for dunks, and he'd take him out. And I remember Pat Riley saying, you got to make it work. You know, Pat's on the other management going, hey, that's your job. You remember, because he would throw together 2020s. You remember some of the double-doubles.
Oh, he could be great.
It was phenomenal.
He was great during the stretches.
But he took nights off where he was in another world, and he didn't want that to happen with this guy. And I look at him, and this guy, and whoever scouted him said he's got it, because you want to make sure. You can see he's got talent. Hell, he knocks down threes. He's got potential, and having that length, my God, is just fantastic. So no Powell, no Wiggins. Jovic was out last night, and it really doesn't matter. They got seven or eight guys, including Spo's got lots of confidence in these guys they've had over the last couple of years that a lot of them drafted.
The great thing about the game last night, the thing that stood with me about the game was watching Hero. After a few shots, he just smiled like, oh, it's good to be back. You know, he'd hit a shot and he turns to be running down court smiling.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's got to be great.
You know, after all these months of rehab and missing games and everything, to have him back. And Norman Powell's out. Tyler Hero steps into the Norman Powell role. Or was Powell stepping into the Hero role? I don't know.
Powell's been really good.
There's in a league about offense now. They're getting more offense with Hero coming back. So
and last night was not the most beautiful game, but they still find a way to win, which is even, you know, more important. They had a nice lead and next thing you know, it's tied there at the very end of the game. But yeah, Heat now 12-6, third in the Eastern Conference. I'll bet you never thought at any point we'd be talking about them being third, especially after 18 games.
No, I thought
almost quarter way through the season.
And you know what? They're fun. Now, are they fun because they're winning, or fun because in part because of the style they're playing, which is, you know, aggressive, push the ball at people, get shots up. But no, I never thought they'd challenge for the top half of the East.
He put in a system, Spo, he put in a system that has helped a lot of young guys get better. Jaime Jaquez, how about that? How about that bounce back in year three? Look at what he's doing coming off the bench, 16, 17 a night. Just a lot of good stories there. A lot of really, really good stuff.
That's the hard thing, because in the NBA, I believe superstars win. And the Heat have a lot of, beyond Bam, they have a lot of, I don't want to say average talent, but there's no one really in their careers define themselves as a star per se. Even Norman Powell, he's 32 and as good as he's playing here, when he came here, you weren't like, well, here, they got a superstar. Yeah. You know, no, he got a nice player, guy who fit in. And that's the interesting thing of what Spoelstra's done with his system and how these guys have fit in, that all of a sudden you're thinking, wow, the sum of the parts looks more than the parts are.
So, as you know, watching the NBA, this thing's been about stars. Everybody's trying to get, we had it, the big three. Everybody's trying to get a couple of those guys that are game changers. Look at Durant, even late in his 30s, all the teams interested in him. He had, you know, where he was going to go through a trade and ends up going to Houston. And I've been kind of brainwashed myself, like, man, look at that team. And by the way, some of the guys around here who were close to the team, I asked those guys, hey, what do you think? What do you think it's going to look like? 500 would be great, you know, maybe a little better. Hey, they're going to have a great year because they
you're bought in. You think it's going to be,
Dave, they have had, they've had their key guys, their best players have missed games. They don't miss a beat. They went out on the road and beat up Chicago and then the 76ers. I mean, that Chicago game, 140, they're leading the league. I know last night they only scored 106 points and might be down now because it's early in the year. They're number one in offense scoring.
That's a weird thing. That's a weird favorite. Last couple of years, a game. That half-court game, they're trying to score. They had trouble scoring.
They're not a half-court team.
Now they're not a half-court team.
No more half-court. No more. We don't have a bunch of great one-on-one players. But we got a lot of guys get out and run, getting better shots, better open shots, going to the basket for layups and dunks. And Spo looked at this roster, knew exactly what he had. I'll tell you what, Spo makes that front office look good too, doesn't he? Getting the most out of these guys. And I guess you could say they're Heat kind of guys. But fun story. Great story to have to start the season, you know. You never know, and here we go. So it's been great stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.